and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is...
Dr. Sue Toper.
Here to answer your medical questions, your behavior questions, and if you have those bird questions, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Here at the farm. Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you're looking for that special treat for your cat, and your cats mean the world to you, then you don't want to look any further. You want to look at Vitacraft and Lick and Lap. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will absolutely fall in love with. And you can pretty much get them to do anything. It's free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. It's Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. Check it out at vitacraft.us, in pet stores, or you can find it at walmart.com. Also, don't forget about Good Pets Foods. If you're looking for those supplements and vitamins and all that you need for your pets, your dogs, you can find it at Good Pets Foods. This is Talkin' Pets.
When I grow up,
so Dr. Sue Toper, did you know you wanted to be a vet when you were a kid?
Yes, absolutely. I think I decided, and I can pretty much narrow it down to I was about 11 years old. And I'd always liked pets, and my parents, we always had dogs mostly, and some little birds like parakeets or canaries. But my dad would sometimes bring home strays. He was a truck driver, and one time he brought home a duck, and, you know, like, I don't know where he found that, but we found a farm that would take it. So there was always animals around, but I just always loved them. And I know about 11 or so, I remember thinking, I'm going to do this.
And you stuck with it the whole time.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure other veterinarians have experienced this, and they still do. You will get a lot of people along the way who say, you better count on doing something else. You better have a backup plan, because it was and still is very difficult to get into veterinary school. And it's a long haul, you know, but people will tell you that, you know, the odds are against you. And, you know, maybe that's true sometimes. But I think if that's your passion, then don't let them tell you no, because you can make it happen.
So I got to ask you, what would be the difference, like, beyond 11 years old, when you got older? Did you ever think that, okay, I'm not going to be a veterinarian, I'm going to be a people doctor?
You know, honestly, and this is my own individual thing. Probably a lot of people are different. I never wanted to be a human doctor. I just never really wanted to work on people. But here's the other thing I will tell you, John. We hear all the time from kids, oh, I want to be a vet because I don't like people. I want to work on animals. Well, guess what? You have to like people too. And you have to be able to work with people. You have to be able to communicate with people about their pets. And, you know, so it's kind of a whole package thing. I tell kids, you know, yes, you have to love animals, but you also have to like math and science and be good at it and stick it out. And you have to have a pretty strong stomach sometimes, but you still have to like people.
See, that was my problem. I mean, when I was young, I wanted to be a vet as well. I mean, even when I was going into college, I thought, well, I'm going to go pursue being a vet. And then I went to a ranger. You know, I thought I wanted to work outside.
Yeah.
And I always knew I wanted to be it. Right. I wanted to be around nature or animals. I always knew I wanted that profession. But like you just said, one, it's hard to get into vet school. Well, I didn't even get that far. For me, I love sciences, like biology and chemistry, you know, but I still liked it. But I loved biology and botany and all that kind of stuff. It's just my grades when I was in college to be a vet were not keeping up. So I was like, vet school for me is not going to happen.
Yeah. And that's the reality, unfortunately. And sometimes that, unfortunately, weeds out people that would be really, really good at it. But that's the system. And I guess they have to somehow have some way to, you know, put people through whatever they put them through. But
I changed a couple of times what I wanted to do in college, and then ultimately ended up in broadcasting and communications, and that's what I graduated in. But even like a friend of ours on the show here, Linda Blair, she was the same way. Mm-hmm. She wanted to, as a young girl, she wanted to be a veterinarian, and then she got the role in The Exorcist.
Right.
And then she ended up staying in film. Now, an older woman that she is, she has her foundation, World Heart Foundation, and she takes in like pit bulls and dogs, all kinds of dogs, but a lot of pit bulls.
Right.
And she tries to work with them and rehome them and all, and she puts a lot of herself into that. So
when you have so many guests, I found over the years, from all walks of life, but that do such good work with animals. So, you know, yes, veterinarian, I would not change it for the world. I would pick it again. Even though, like any profession, there's days that are hard, you know, and days that you wish you were doing something else, but that's the way life is. And you know, but still, it's kind of, you can still work with animals and do great work no matter what path you take.
I read, actually, where I always knew the statistic was that the highest suicide rate were in dentists, which seemed so odd to me.
Right. I think we have it now.
You do. Veterinarians have it now. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine I could see it more in a veterinarian than I would see in a dentist. I don't know why dentists, but
everybody hates going to them, I guess.
Well, maybe that has something to do with it. But with a vet, though, you guys have to deal with life and death. I mean, it's just, you're not only dealing, like you said, with the animals, but you're dealing with people as well, especially when you have to... An animal's not going to make it.
Right.
I mean, people that love their pets, they don't take that too well.
It's a very difficult time.
It's a
making
loss.
That decision, coming to that decision, actually having to do it, deciding if you're going to be there or not be there. There's so much to go with that and a lot of communication with it as well. You're right.
So, I mean, I know the one time when I had my one cat, my white cat, Snowy, and had the urinary tract infection and some kind of bladder problems and stuff, and I was a blubbering fool. I mean, I was crying and everything when I was in your office with my cat, thinking that I was going to lose my cat. And so it's tough because, especially, you know, they become part of your life. They become your family.
They do. And I'm just going back to that suicide topic, which is a very serious one, John, if you don't mind for a couple seconds.
No,
I think
all.
The hard part, and I'm sure this happens with human physicians as well, you know, I can only imagine that thinking you have to be perfect all the time, that you always have to fix it, and there's times that you can't fix it, and, you know, times that people can get upset with you for whatever reason. And, you know, veterinarians, it's a very difficult thing to deal with day in and day out, and sometimes it's long hours and it's a lot. So, yeah, I think that's why we have the suicide rate now is the highest. And there is an organization called Not One More Vet that was started because there was a famous veterinary behaviorist that took her own life. And so that was one of the impetuses for starting that. But it's a very real problem.
Not One More Vet. That's what it's called?
I think so. I'll double check it on the break and show you.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. If you have a comment, a question, a story, we welcome it in. I can't say it enough. This is everyone's show, not just ours. And we want to talk with you guys. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We're going to have Name That Animal Sound coming up as well. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call us. And this is Talkin' Pets.
You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653, 855-322-GOLD, or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
The Mississippi Valley Fair is in full swing, and as you come out to enjoy the fair, there's always some interesting things that you see when you're out there. Tonight, it wasn't just the magic show that was drawing a crowd, but a baby chick that hatched with a very unique feature. "We hatch chickens every day here at the fair," said Gary Casa, owner of Anything is Cossible. "This is going probably on about 20 years for us. I've been doing this for years at other places, hatching lots of chicks over time. This morning, I went to the incubator to fill out the chicks as usual, and this one seemed kind of odd to me," Casa added. "What's the big deal with this chick? He was born with four legs." And it drew in quite the crowd as people flocked to check out something they may never see again. From what I can gather, that's about a 1 in 10 million occurrence, and a lot of them don't survive. This one, as you can see, is doing very well. Casa's farm is located just outside of Eldridge, and they are certainly no stranger to the Mississippi Valley Fair, having attended for over 20 years. Casa added that this chick seems to be very healthy and has a bright future ahead. What will that future hold? Casa says he plans on keeping this chick for the rest of its life. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. The number is 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal sound, we are actually going to send you out a prize. So you could go with the 2025 calendar from workmanpublishing.com, a cool calendar, and we're going to be giving away the chicken calendar, How to Speak Chicken by Workman Publishing.
But so, no foul language.
No foul. Very good. But I'm bump. So yeah, that, you know, we'll... No, he liked it. You can go with the calendar. You can go with, we have the multivitamins, the daily multivitamins, the daily probiotics, and the Hip and Joint Plus from Good Pets Foods, goodpetsfoods.com. You can check them out. Also, Vitacraft, vitacraft.us, and we have the Lick and Lap, or you can go with the Purr Sticks, and they're like sticks that you break off and give to your cats. We also have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, and that means it's a reptile CD, a music CD. We have the Classable Water Bowl from Talking Pets in four different colors. We have the Turtle Pendant, piece of jewelry. We have an Easy Walk, No Pull Harness for a 25-30-pound dog. And you got to guess. So, if you can figure out what animal this is... What animal makes that sound? If you know what creature that is, pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Okay, you're looking with a smirk on your face like you know what it is.
I think I do.
Yeah, I think you might. Dr. Sue, do you have an idea?
I have a guess. I'm not sure if I'm close, but I have a guess.
So... I won't say if you're right or wrong. Kate, what's your guess?
I think he's a woodpecker.
What's your guess?
I was going to say woodpecker, too.
You might be right. You might be wrong. But you gave somebody a possible answer. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and you can win one of the prizes if you know what that is. You can agree with Dr. Sue and Kay, or you can disagree. 818-818-6401. Dr. Sue, we were talking before we went out to the break about that the veterinarian profession has become the number one profession for suicides.
Right.
And you do have an address that you can give people that if they want to contact, right?
Well, there is a, the website is, it stands for Not One More Vet. So it's NOMV.org if you want to look it up.
And they have advice, and they probably have like a number you can call and everything if you really need to talk to somebody.
They do. There's I didn't get as much too much time to look at every single one. I have looked at it before, but it's also mentioned if you look up Not One More Vet on many other animal websites as well, and you know, a lot of good information about what we do to each other as a society, I think, is what we should think very hard about.
It's very true. I mean, social media and everything like that has been some good, but it's been a lot of bad. So, you know, the internet, when it came out, it changed the world, and it changed the world in good ways, but it changed the world in a lot of bad ways as
Yeah. I think the thing for me, which, and I'm sure everybody would agree, is it's very easy to criticize and say bad things about individuals or businesses when you're not face to face. You know, it, to put something out there online that's not positive or whatever. And, you know, it's very hard. And people take that to heart. And as we know, we've got a problem with teenagers, young people who
bullying
take their
online.
Lives because of online. So there's just a, there's a lot to that, I think, John. I think it's something that we've got to take the good with the bad, but I think we need to work on being kinder to one another.
No, 100%. I totally agree. And the thing that, you know, I'll just say too is a lot of people take the hard time from people like that where they're judged for one thing that they may do or say.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, everything else that they work good for and put good towards doesn't even seem to.
That one thing goes viral and everybody's down or they're canceled or whatever it is. And you see, like you say, it can ruin lives, it can ruin careers.
Martin in Oriskany, New York. Hi, Martin.
Yeah.
What is that creature?
Woodpecker.
That it is. Do you want to go? Do you want to go with the calendar, Donald?
Sure. Whatever you got.
You got the chicken calendar coming out to you. So stay on the line. Talk to Sydney.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Martin out there in Oriskany, New York. And this is Talkin' Pets.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The piping plover is a small, plump shorebird that breeds on Atlantic beaches from Newfoundland to Virginia, as well as on inland beaches from eastern Alberta and Nebraska east of to the shores of Lake Ontario. In 1986, the piping plover was federally designated as endangered on the Great Lakes and threatened on the Atlantic coast. The plover nests on Rockaway Beach in Queens, and the breeding area includes the beach between Beach 38th Street and Beach 57th Street. Over the last few seasons, satellite sites have been established both to the east and the west of this main site. New York City Parks Wildlife Unit monitors the plovers on Rockaway Beach according to the guidelines provided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Nests are observed at least 3 times a week, and the records are kept regarding the number of plovers observed, the number of nesting pairs, and the number of eggs in a clutch. Observations are usually made from afar using binoculars and spotting scopes so as not to disturb the nesting plovers. Piping plovers are considered an endangered species in New York State and are listed as threatened at the federal level. Hunting of piping plovers for their feathers and for sport led to their near extinction in the early 1900s. Although their populations were able to recover, they are still at risk. Their largest threats are predation, habitat damage, and destruction, coastal development, and human disturbance. As of 2021, there were just 599 known breeding pairs in New York and New Jersey. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm John Patch.
Piping plover,
piping plover, have tiny chicks, cute and fuzzy,
but they're in a fix,
'cause piping plover babies,
are very small,
are very small,
so people have to help them or we won't have piping plovers at all.
The federal government issued a plan that could eliminate 400,000 barred owls, an invasive species, to protect threatened spotted owls in the western U.S. Barred owls, those that will be killed if the plan is finalized, are native to the eastern U.S., but likely migrated west due to man-made changes to the Great Plains and northern boreal forests. In doing so, these striped birds displace local spotted owls, interrupting their nesting and creating competition for food. Officials say that without a plan to address the more aggressive barred owl, the spotted owl could disappear from most of their habitat. Barred owl management is not about one owl versus another. Cassina Lee, supervisor of the Fish and Wildlife Service's Oregon office, said in a written statement, "Without actively managing barred owls, northern spotted owls will likely go extinct in all or the majority of their range," Lee added. The Fish and Wildlife Service's press release notes that the number of barred owls that will be killed amounts to less than 0.5% of their current North American population. Nevertheless, the plan has received at least some pushback from those who say it's cruel to the barred owl, and there's no way for the agency to prevent surviving owls from recognizing nest sites. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Out on the front porch, just counting the stars, far from the city lights, noise and the cars, with the crickets and the tree frogs and the whippoorwills call, we dance to the barred owl waltz. That's what the barred owl say. It's a piney wood serenade. We echo their calls as we dance to the barred owl waltz.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
I had to give my little kitty, my shadow, a treat from Vitacraft. She loves them, as you can tell.
You had to get her off you somehow. She was like Velcro.
Well, she's always that way. During the entire show, she sits there next to my chair the entire time.
I see the little paw come up.
I know. She
Daddy, always, Daddy.
I wonder if you could see that on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, because she does. She puts that paw up, and it's like, look at me. Look at me.
I'm here.
Pay attention. And usually, look at her. She just stares.
She is really... I mean, she's got a personality, that little girl.
She's 100% attached to me, too. Yeah. I mean, she's like a dog. Wherever I go, she goes. And, you know, I mean, people think, you know, they always want to have a dog. But if you spend a lot of time with a cat, they're not like what people think, where they just lay around and do nothing and ignore you. This one.
And they're all different. That's the thing. To me, that's cool. They're so different.
They all have their different personalities. But she's striking. I just love the fact that she's all black, and then she's got those piercing, like, amber eyes.
Yeah, really, and, like, golden amber. It's beautiful.
And her coat, it's very sheeny. You know, it shines so well. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You know, the weird part is that people, you know, you think, I don't know how, I thought about it the other day. I walked in from being out, and when I walked in, all three of my cats, I have three of them, and all three of them were sitting there. But this one here, Shadow, my black cat, always the first one to run up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but then I looked at them and I thought, how do people live lives without having a pet? Whether it be a cat, a dog, or whatever. Because it just totally changes your life. I mean, to the point where you live alone or you have a family. And I grew up with pets in my life, you know, always. I can't imagine kids growing up this day without them. I think it just bonds everybody together. It gives more of a reason for kids to show responsibility.
Right.
And it's just, I just couldn't imagine it.
It's invaluable, really. And, you know, I hear it all the time, as other vets do, when an animal passes. Sometimes people will say, I'll never get another dog. I can't go through this again, because it's agonizing. But most of the time, more often than not, I will say, after a time when everybody grieves in their own place, they will get another one, just because they miss that presence. Now, there's exceptions, of course. You know, sometimes people aren't physically able. But for the most part, once you want to be around animals, you always do.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just went through that with a friend that said they would not get one. And then my niece Cheryl, she just lost her dog. And it was one of those real big dogs. It was a Labradoodle.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, literally, you could ride this dog. It was like a horse. But they had the dog for, I forget how many years, 11 years, I think, or something like that. And they've got five kids. And it's a big loss. They're all struggling, you know, not having.
Yes.
I mean, we've all had, if you've had pets in your life, we've all lost them. And it's difficult. Kay, you've had Maya. You lost Maya 2 years ago, and now you're thinking of getting another pet.
I mean, I have a fish.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to look down on a fish. At least that's something.
Fish are cool. It's Camden's fish, actually. But yeah, I would like another dog.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it this way, too. So many people go and they want to get a dog because they just don't think a cat's going to be entertaining and so on and so forth. But you got to look at it.
Oh, they are, yeah.
They're very entertaining.
Yes.
And I mean, especially you got one like this one, my little guard kitty, my black cat. Amazing. But... And you don't have to worry, too. I mean, you look at the type of lifestyle that you live.
Right.
And if you're busy all the time, you're constantly going.
If you can't get home to let the dog out or pay somebody to let the dog out.
And that's another thing, too. You've always got to go out there at night or during the day and walk the dog. With a cat, you don't have to do that. You got the litter box and they're all good to go. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got to look at it in both ways.
Right. Different pets fit different people.
You know, you worry, you know, as an uncle or a parent about the kids, and you know, like Kay taking her dog out for a walk at night to go number one or number two, you don't know who's out there. So that scares me too.
Yeah.
In this day and age, because we don't live in the age that we used to many, many moons ago, like when you and I were born.
Right.
It was a different time then.
We were out in the neighborhood, John.
All the time.
Running around.
But Mom and Dad always told me if I wasn't in by the time the street lights came on, that was it. I was in HE22 sticks for the rest of my life. So I had to be, as soon as the street lights came on, if I wasn't in that house. Yeah. So it was different. Nowadays, kids are out there and parents let them out. I was out the one time I went to Ybor City here, which is kind of like New Orleans, you might say. And as I was leaving where I was, it was about 1:30, I was at a bar and I was leaving and I'm walking to my car. Here's a mother with her kids at 1:30 in the morning out there getting pizza. I'm like, why are your children out at 1:30 in the morning?
Wow.
I mean, but you can't say that because you don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, the kids would be better off being at home with a pet and enjoying whatever time with their pet rather than being out of the street at 1:30 in the morning. So it's just, like I said, it's a different world that we live in. But I can't imagine or fathom not being in this world without a pet in your life.
Me either.
And the thing, though, too, is that if you get one, when COVID came out in 2020, everybody went and got a pet. All the shelters started becoming empty. And then all of a sudden, when people started going back to work and there was no more COVID, although it's on the upswing again right now, they're saying, you know, all the people took them back. They took them back to shelters. They took all the dogs, the cats back to shelters. I can't fathom looking at my pets as a throwaway or a give back.
Yeah, they're not returnable as far as I'm concerned, but there are instances. You know, again, I don't like to judge people because there are times when there is no choice and you have to, and better to go back to the shelter than be let loose or
100%.
You know, turned out on the street, which people still do.
No,
I mean, or
100%.
left in a house when they move away or whatever it may be. There's still a lot of stories that you hear out there. So thank God we have great shelters that do good work for us.
I mean, I would imagine you've seen where people get birds, and I know you're an avian doctor as well as dogs and cats and all, and then they get tired of them and they don't want them anymore, and they open up the door and let them go.
It's happened.
Yeah, and it's just they think that, you know, maybe if you live in a warmer climate that they're going to survive, but they don't know that.
Yeah.
Birds don't know that are always kept in captivity. But I've heard stories, people having like peacocks, or not peacocks, what am I thinking, the white parrot?
Cockatoos
and cockatiels and stuff up north in the northern regions, and then they don't want them anymore, they can't keep them or afford them, and then they let them go. They're not going to survive in that climate.
Nope. People do it with rabbits too, that's another one.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know how to be a wild rabbit.
See too much of it. So, you know, be responsible. If you're going to get a pet in your life, you got to look at it before you get it and say, this pet's going to be in my life for the rest of its life.
Right. In the case of a bird, a long time with some birds. You'll have to pass them on.
I'll be passing mine on to Kay.
Not the birds.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Greska's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Greska's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of Rainbow.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. acknowledged last Sunday that he abandoned a young bear, dead bear, in Central Park, after he initially planned to skin the cub for meat. Kennedy said in a 3-minute video on X that the New Yorker magazine found out about the incident, the date of which is unknown, and asked him for confirmation. Kennedy described driving north of New York City to go falconing with a group when he saw a woman in a van hit and kill a young bear. So I pulled over and I picked up the bear and I put it in the back of my van, and because I was going to skin the bear, and it was very good condition, Kennedy said in the video, talking to Roseanne Barr. Yes, that Roseanne Barr. And I was going to put the meat in my refrigerator. Now, Kennedy described his schedule that day as running late, prompting him to drive back to New York City for a dinner with the dead bear still in his car. So the dead bear was in the back of his car. The dead bear was not going to dinner with John F. Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy died. So, when the dinner ran late, he said he had no time to stop at his home in Westchester County before he was due to head to the airport. He described thinking about a series of bicycle accidents that have happened around that time in the city, hatching a plan. I wasn't drinking, of course, but people were drinking with me who thought this was a good idea. Okay, yeah, right. And said I had an old bike in my car that somebody asked me to get rid of. Coincidence. I said, let's go put the bear in Central Park and we'll make it look like he got hit by a bike, Kennedy said as Barr and a person off screen laughed. Kennedy did not specify when the incident took place, but the New Yorker indicated that it occurred in the fall of 2014. That timing aligns with media coverage of a dead bear cub found in Central Park in 2014. Kennedy hit at the news media in a Monday post to X after publication of the New Yorker's report. Without mentioning the magazine, the independent presidential candidate wrote that the press highlights trivial stories to disparage certain political figures. Really? He admitted he did it. Meanwhile, parents in our country can't afford groceries, he added. Brothers won't speak to each other because of partisan royalties. That's happening in my family. Small towns sink under addiction and depression. And the world careens towards World War III. Let's hold our media to a higher standard. Meanwhile, though, Kennedy has time to play a joke on people with a cub tragically killed on a highway. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm John Patch.
I was looking out for my bear cub, 'cause I wanted to snuggle all day. When I finally found my bear cub, I didn't know what to say. So
somebody loved that bear cub. Not Kennedy. That was a stupid joke. I mean, why would he take a bear cub and put it in Central Park next to a bike?
I don't know how you come up with that idea. But
well, that's what I'm thinking. And he says to everybody that he wasn't drinking with his friends. That sounds like a drinking joke.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. From the voice of experience over there.
No. I didn't put a bear cub somewhere, though. That's for sure.
Well, of course he's not going to admit that he was drinking and driving. So, but, kind of sounds like he was. That aside, the joke was put at the expense of the bear cub. Poor little thing.
Yeah.
And they're very devoted to their parents, to Mama Bear. They usually stick with them for about 2-3 years and, you know, and then venture off on their own. So, have you ever seen a bear in the wild?
No, I have not. Have you?
You've never seen a big hairy man running around the woods?
No, I mean, I think I would pee my pants if I saw a bear in the wild, honestly.
Actually, I grew up in a hunting family. So,
I remember, yeah.
When I was hunting, and it was cold. I mean, I had icicles on my beard. And I was young, and I was sitting up in the snow against a tree with my rifle in my hand. And basically, all of a sudden, I didn't even know it was coming. I was looking to one side. It was deer season. And I looked to my left, and literally probably about 10 yards, 15 yards from me was this big black bear. And it literally walked as close to me, maybe about 25 feet from me.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there like an icicle up against that tree. And this guy, he must have been scared out of his den or something, because they usually hibernate at that time.
Yeah.
He was gorgeous, pure black, so quiet, so silent, and so beautiful. And it walked right past me.
Did he see you, John? Did he look at you?
I don't know if he didn't like look right at me or anything. He just like kept walking straight past me. But he was so close that my heart was beating.
A full-grown adult.
Yeah, full-grown. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, well, I have a gun. I mean, if it did attack me, but right. I thought, if I keep my mouth shut, don't do something stupid, maybe it'll just walk right by.
Right.
And it did. No problem. Went right, and it was, I'll never forget that moment in my life. I mean, it was so gorgeous. And I quit hunting not too long after that. But, you know, I don't poo-poo on hunters. I mean, they do it for food, and it does balance the population of deer and all. But I just found myself that I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
But you know, it's a decision you make in your life as you get older. Things change. And I've lived a long life. And you know, we've gone through the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. And life changes every decade on the way you look at things. So, but one thing that didn't change, and I'm very happy about it, is our friendship of so many decades, you and I. So,
absolutely, John.
Love you, Sue.
I love you, too.
And I got to say, I love you, if it's possible, even more for taking care of my kids.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, they're my kids, and they mean the world to me.
Yes, so, they are.
But once
you're
again,
lucky to have each other.
Yep. My babies. Well, spay and neuter your pets help control the pet population. If you're looking to bring a pet home, please go to your shelter or rescue and get one there. From myself, John Patch.
Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And if you're in the Tampa area, anywhere in the country, maybe coming from Alaska or New York or wherever, and you got your pet with you, if you want to stop and get a checkup, go to Dr. Sue at Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital. Bye-bye for now. I want to see you out that door, baby. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye. Don't want to be a fool for you.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.